Welcome to the magnificent program, Dynamic Touch. I am Apostle Cindy Jarrett. This program is inspired by God to reach, touch, elevate, deliver, and bring joy and laughter to the people of God, and especially those that have not yet considered inviting Him into their hearts as Lord and Savior. As you listen to this program, please open your hearts and minds to begin this walk with us here at New Birth Agape Fellowship, asking God to give us His dynamic touch. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise, God, for everything that you have done in our lives. Father, we thank you for having yet another opportunity to be in your house to worship you in spite of the storm. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. God, we decrease. Father God, allow you to increase. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are working in and amongst us. Father, continue to abide with us. Continue, Lord, to allow your presence, oh God, to dine with us. Father, you are the God of all gods. You are the God that sit between the cherubims, oh God. You are the God, Father God, that turns night into darkness and day into night. You are the God, oh God, that parts the oceans, the rivers. Father God, you are the God, Father God, that hides us in the cleave of the rock. You are the God, Lord, that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we can even ask, imagine, or think. You are the God, oh God, that, Father God, that keeps us, oh God, from, Father God, darknesses and storms. You are the God, oh God, that regulates our mind, Father God, from the pressures of the earth and the pressures of life. You are the God that brings us peace and joy. You are the God, oh God, and beside you there is none other. There is no image, there is no other form, there is no God, hallelujah, like the God of Jehovah. Father God, there is no other God but you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this beautiful by nature Turks and Caicos. We pray, oh God, Father God, that we will seek your face for this land, oh God, and we will turn from our wicked ways and hear from you, oh God, so that you can come in and amongst us and heal our lands. God, we pray also, Father God, hallelujah, that you, God, will restore your prophets, priests, bishops, apostles, oh God. We pray, God, that you would give them strength for the journey. We thank you, Lord, that you are grooming and growing. Hallelujah. Father, we wait for you. We thank you that our waiting will not be in vain. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ooh, our younger people are more vigilant. Hallelujah. And that's why God said he called the young because they are strong. Hallelujah. We thank you, young people. We thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Even with the bad weather, I'm grateful that you are here to hear the word of God and participate in worship. Hallelujah. Because we find all sorts of reasons, glory be to God, why we can't attend or come into the presence of the Lord. But like I said earlier, if we had to go to work to get that fat salary, we would have pushed ahead. And so may God bless you with a double portion, Father God, on today, that your needs would be met because you were faithful enough to get dressed through this stormy weather to be here in the house of God on today. Today, I'm excited about this word. I pray, God, that he would give me the ability to teach this. Hallelujah. But I'm excited. And if you would turn quickly to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And we will be reading from the 18th verse. God bless you for those that were not with us for the last few weeks. May God keep you. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful to see you here today. Glory be to God. Let us begin to read And we often do honor the word of God because the word of God is God. Woo! Hallelujah. So let us stand. Amen. So we read, let's go. To whom then will he liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melted a graven image, and the golden smith spreaded it over with gold and cast silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he have no oblation, choosing a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Verse 21. Yet ye not know, have ye not heard, have it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circles of the earth. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Glory. That bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stalks shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will I liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? 26. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who have created these things that bringeth out their host by numbers? He calleth them all by names, the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my ways is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. Final verse 31. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Somebody shall praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. The topic of this message today is they that wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, wait on the Lord. Look at your next neighbor. Say, neighbor. Say, sister. Brother, wait on the Lord. I'll try to be quick. Hallelujah. Waiting is something and sometimes a difficult process. Waiting can be tedious. Waiting can be frustrating. Waiting can be disappointing. Waiting can be frightening. Waiting can also be encompassing, and even you can wait in vain. So waiting can become painful. Whilst growing up, As a young lad, while I was growing up, there was a slang. While I was growing up, we call it a slang. It says, a promise is a comfort to a fool, which means you are waiting on someone to keep their promise. So you're waiting, not knowing if they will come true. So it's a word to comfort you. The person says that, hallelujah, that I promise, I guarantee I will do this for you. And they can be a liar. Amen? Mm-hmm. Or they can fail you. So waiting can make you look foolish. Somebody say praise the Lord. But there is no man or woman, boss, politician, governor, general, captain, or any other God that can keep his promise like Jehovah God. Somebody say praise the Lord. He is a promise keeper. Tell somebody, God is a promise keeper. Amen. God Jehovah says, your waiting will not be in vain. Amen. The prophet Isaiah has indicated here, hallelujah, and we're beginning to really teach this thing, hallelujah, this word. Prophet Isaiah has indicated here in verses 29, let's read it, hold close to your scriptures because it's going to be vitally important to follow. In verse 29, let's read it, it says, he gave it power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. When I decided to understand, because the Bible says, in all thy getting, get, somebody say, understanding. In all you're getting in this life, we want to get riches. We want to get, hallelujah, gold. We want to get silver. But God gave us something to get that surpasses all of that. He says, in all of your getting in this life, get some understanding. Hallelujah. And so here we find out, glory to God. He says, the Lord is able to give power to the faint. And so when I studied the word faint, and we'll be taking these, hallelujah, these words from the English Caribbean Island Edition Dictionary. Hallelujah. Faint means hard to see. It also means to be dizzy or weak or to collapse, unconscious, to be unconscious. And so here we have to line up these words so you can have some understanding. The Lord is able to give the faint power. When you look up the word power, power means to have the ability to do something. Somebody say power means that I have the ability to do something. Amen. So I have power. So when you hear someone say, I give you the power to do something, it means that I give you the ability to do it. Amen. And so let's read it in its context. It says now, if you didn't understand what the verse was saying, it says, now you would have the ability to see. You will not be any longer blinded, hard to see where you're going. He says, I will give you the power. I will give you the power not to be faint. I will give you the ability not to collapse. Oh my God. Hallelujah. That's verse 29. Collapse, when you look at the word collapse, collapse means to break down suddenly or completely break down. So if I had to read verses 29 again, it would say, the Lord is able to give me the ability that I will not faint, or I will not be blinded, or it will not be hard for me to see, and I will not break down suddenly. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. That's verse 29. And then the latter part of the verse, it says this. And to them that have no might, he increases their strength. What is the word might? Might means force. And to them that have no force. So we're going to use every word, because in all like getting, someone shouted out, get what? Oh, that's one or two persons. Let me hear everybody. And all my getting, get what? Standing. Amen. Understanding. So we find in verses 29, God, he says, I will give you the ability to not see things so hard, and you will not collapse. That's the first part of that verse. And then the second part, he says, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. To them that has no force. Sometimes you're so weak, you don't have any might. He says, I will give you now the force. Force and might means the same thing. Amen? He says, so I will give you the might. Amen. For if you have no might, and then I will increase. What it means, increase. I love this. It says, the amount where something gets larger or greater in size or quality. Jesus. He says, so when we read, we need to read what God is really saying, because we're hearing words, but we don't have any clear understanding of the words, so that you will know that waiting isn't a bad thing. Because in waiting, I'm going to allow you to see, and in your waiting, I am going to give you what? I am going to give you the ability not to break down suddenly. Waiting sounds good. Children don't like to wait. They want it what? Now. We're living in a society that everything is what? Now. So when you hear the word wait, you think it's a curse. When you hear wait, you want a clear understanding why I should wait. Mommy, why should I wait? My boss knows he could give me an increase. Why can't I get this increase? And all you're hearing is wait. Today, I have finally fell in love with waiting on God. Oh, God. If you get it today, for the rest of your life, you would have a passion more than to be eager. You would have a passion to wait. Oh, my God. Because in waiting, there's something you're getting. There's something God is doing that will you need for your move tomorrow. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And so here we go again, verses 29. It says, to them that have no force or no strength. Come on, you have to read your Bible so you can see what we're talking about. So when you see these words, I'm going to use the word and I'm going to give you the meaning. So when you read it, you read the word and the meaning. Say, praise the Lord. So for them that have no might or no force or no strength, he is going to increase. Increase means he is going to give you some more. He is going the amount where something gets larger. So he's going to give you a larger amount of strength. He's going to multiply it. He's going to increase. Because he says, for them who have no might, he's going to increase your force. Increase means he's going to give you a larger amount of force. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Because the amount of force and might you have now, it can't sustain you for your next move. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And then he says, he is going to increase your strength. Strength means power, endurance, and force. So if I had to read it, it would be read like this. But all the words that came out of the latter part, it would be this. And to them that have no force, I am going to give them the amount and enlarging them in size to have the power or the ability to do what they need to do. Ooh, that's good. That's good. Y'all got it? Y'all got it. It says, for if you are weak, you don't have any might, I'm going to give you the strength. I'm going to enlarge in your strength. And I'm going to give you the ability, which is power. Strength means power. Power means strength. I'm going to give you the ability to do what you need to do while you are what? Somebody say waiting. Amen. Let's go to verse 30. I promise try not to keep you here too long. Amen. Oh, this is some good word. Verse 30 says thus. Let's read it again. And he says, even the youths. Huh? Even the youths faint and get weary. My son, one of my sons, I like to see him run. I think he's an athlete by heart. Amen. I knew his father used to run. I was just 10 point something when he was in his younger days. Amen. He used to run. So my son didn't get the lack of running from his father. He got the power, he got the strength to run from that gene. Because I don't like walk much, so you know I ain't going to run too far. Amen. And so we find out that, praise the Lord, we find out that the Bible now says, don't even focus on the young because they're going to get, when they should have strength, power, they're going to get weary. That's what he says. If you read it, it says, even the young will get weak. Amen. You don't see that there? It says, even the young, even the youth will be weary, and the young man should be utterly fall. And he's talking about young people. So you young people, if you think you can run ahead of God, you will fall. God. So if you don't learn in your young age to wait on God, you're going to get weary. You're going to faint, meaning you can't see. You're going to collapse quickly. And you will fall. That's why you fall. Because we don't want to wait. You ever try to rush something and you pick it up and then boom, it drops out your hand because you're in such a hurry? That's why most parents will say, slow down, hold on. Because in your haste, you make mistakes. Somebody say, praise the Lord. My determination. And so let's hit verse 31 because this is really where my subject comes from. But, it says, but. You see but there? Huh? Glory be to God. When I saw but, I had to do a study with the but. Not B-U-T-T, but B-U-T. Amen? We ain't talking about your but. We're just talking about but God. But. He says but. The meaning of but means other than, except. See that? It says but they. But they, except you. So now the responsibility is on who? On you. You tell your sons and daughters, you got to wait till you get your license. I won't wait. I won't drive. I could drive. I sure I could drive. I've been driving on the Wii. I've been driving on them games. So I know I got driving down pack. And then you said, no, my son, wait. And so now the waiting is on you. But means except. Except you. It's on you. Except you wait. Wait means, and I love wait. Wait means a time of anticipation to be ready. So here God said, except you. Be ready. Listen, we think wait is a curse. Wait means to be ready. My God. So wait and ready means the same thing. I like the word ready, but I'm learning to love the word wait. Amen? Amen. I see you smiling down there. But it says, except you anticipate the Lord, except you be ready for the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord, except you be ready or anticipating the Lord. Not you. You have one thing to do. Except you are being ready, waiting on the Lord. That's your thing. I'm just waiting. I'm ready. Lord, I'm just sitting here ready. When you are, hallelujah, about to be married, you wait for a sound. You wait for someone to say, it's time. So waiting gives you a chance to chill and be ready. You ain't no sense you ain't ready. Be ready for the move. Somebody say praise the Lord. There's some good word here. Amen. So wait means to be ready. So if I had to read that piece, and I'm going to keep doing this till you get it. It says, except you, or except they that be ready, waiting on the Lord, he shall renew. Renew means to bring up to date. He shall start again. Oh, God, I love this. Except you, y'all got it, y'all got it? Except you be ready, waiting on the Lord, he shall start again your strength, your endurance, and your power. Except you be waiting on the Lord, but that's the reason why we fail, because we have no more might, we have no more force, we have no more power, we have no more strength. But in our waiting, God is going to give us more endurance, more power, more strength. So waiting, hallelujah, is to get us ready. We're in the dress room trying to get ready so we can hear on your mark. When you're at the line, you are just ready to hear the sound. And so waiting means if you cross over the line, you will forfeit your run, your race. That don't mean you're not ready. You just didn't wait. I watch sports. Don't run. Don't throw the javelin. Don't hop on the sand. What that called? Long jump. Thank you very much, sir. I don't do none of that. But I love watching it. Because they get ready. And they go down. And I see sometimes, even in the Olympics, and I see even sometimes they, before the sound go out, they got to stop everybody again to come back to position, because somebody came out too soon. And when someone comes out too soon, you jack up the whole race for everybody else. Oh, God. So we cannot afford not to wait, because we were while God is moving somebody out of your place and putting this in order, you are getting ready by waiting. So he's putting these things in order, but you have to be waiting and accept the fact that I am waiting on the Lord, hallelujah, and he is giving me a fresh start. That is what it means to be renewed. Renew. When they build an engine, they use the same, and they say, I'm rebuilding an engine. They use the same engine with new parts. I am rebuilding you. I'm giving you new parts of strength, of endurance for this race. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Wasn't that uplifting, refreshing, and dynamic? If you've missed today's message, hey, listen again on Radio Turks and Caicos, Wednesday night, or on our various podcasts, Apostle Cindy Jarrett, even on Amazon, or on YouTube and Twitter. You can contact us and email us on apostlecindyjarrett@gmail.com. Join Dynamic Touch. I guarantee you, you'll be more than blessed.